Okay, thank you everybody for joining. Hope everybody is well. All the mishpachas are good. So, we're still feeling the simcha and the warmth of Purim. I want to express an idea, b'siyata d'shmaya, something which we could take for the Zman which we're in right now. Everybody being at home and thinking about their health and what to do with their children and their parnasa, etc. And we have the good fortune that today is the yahrzeit of the great tzaddik, Rabbi Elimelech from Lizhansk, the name of Elimelech, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. I want to share ma'aseh at the end to awaken his chus and something to learn from. So we're sitting here, many of us at home, and we're wondering to ourselves, how could this happen so quickly that the Batei Midrashim and shuls and yeshivas, all the Yehesh Mirabas, which are being lost in the Limud HaTorah. Whether the Hashkafa was right or not, the Maisa, this is the reality which we're finding ourselves in right now. And everything has a Hashkacha Nefla, and we're all margish that something like this can only be from above. With great love and Hashkacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu fears the Welt, and we're Makabel, that he runs the world with a seichel, which is a higher seichel than we have. And so we have emunah, and we're mechazak ourselves in these times, knowing and through the experience that there is a hanhaga, which was higher than we can understand, and we're mekabel that besimcha. But perhaps there is a certain koach and a certain limud chas, as Chazal say, that in the darkness, that's the place where we can really find true light. And when we sit in this darkness, Hashem Orli, that Hashem is a light to us, I like to focus on a perspective where we see from the Megillah a teaching for this time where there's a very great light which perhaps emerges from the matzah which we're in. The Medrash quotes a maimer from Rabbi Avoy. He says, Kaparasan shal Yisrael, the kapara for Klai Yisrael comes, kashe Yisrael oichlin v'shaisin, v'smeichin, hein mevarchin makasan kadosh baruch hu. When Klai Yisrael get together and we sit and we drink together, we make brachas and we give praise to kadosh baruch hu, kashe umas ha'elam oichlin v'shaisin. But when the goyim sit down together and they eat and they drink, misaskim b'divei tiflas, that they're osek in disgusting things. The way that they speak, the way that they conduct themselves. In truth, the Gemara implies and says that the reason why Klai Yisrael got themselves into such a difficult situation at the times of Haman and Achashverosh was because they participated in the Suud of Achashverosh. The Suud of Achashverosh was a matzav where they were indulging in all physical things. And it was an attempt to bring Bnei Yisrael into Averas of Arayas and to eat Bishal Akum and to be metame themselves, to be metame their nefesh. And one of the things that Achashverosh did was that he pulled out the clothes of the Kohen Gadol and he wore them and the Kelim Shoinim. Chazal say he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and what he tried to do by doing so was to bring yish into the hearts of Bnei Yisrael that their times in Eretz Yisrael and having a Beis HaMikdash had come to an end. The 70 years of the prophesied Geula was up. But in truth, what happened is that it was a setback for Achashverosh. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the kelim, and he saw the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, and he saw who was wearing them, and he saw the kelim, and he saw how they were being used, it caused the Kaddish Baruch Hu to remember how these kelim were once worn. who once wore these bigdei kahuna? How the Kohanim ate in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Kohanim ate in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, Kohanim ochlim ubayla miskaprim, that they ate with such a kedusha that the mere eating of the foods in kedusha tahara brought kapar upon Bnei Yisrael. And Chazal say that when the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim wore the begadim, the mere wearing of the begadim brought kapar for Bnei Yisrael. Each beged brought a different kapara for a different chait for Bnei Yisrael. This explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Megillah brings a very unusual pasuk. It says v'hakarov elav. It mentions the advisors and their names of Achashverosh, Karshna, Zesar, Marsana, Mamucha, and all the names of the advisors. And the Gemara says that each one of these names has nothing to do with their names. Their names just refer to different avodas which were done in the Beis HaMikdash. The lashon of the Gemara is kulam al shema karbonos ne'amar. Each one is a reference to the karbonos. And the Gemara says that at that time, the Malachim were being Malam Yitzchusam B'nai Yisrael, and they were saying, did the Goyim ever bring you a Shulchan like you had in the Beis HaMikdash? Did they ever light the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? As if to say that from the Se'ud of Achashverosh, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu witnessed how they were eating and how they were celebrating, and how they were using and being defiling the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ma'ayr Aschus for B'nai Yisrael that the way that we conduct ourselves, and the way that we eat, and the way that we drink, is very different from the way that the Goyim do it. And this is really that maimor of Rabbi Avai. Kaparasin shel Yisrael, the kapara of Bnei Yisrael comes, kishe Yisrael ochlin b'shosin, u'smeichin him mevarchim akasin Kadosh Baruch Hu. That when we eat, when we drink, when we celebrate, we do so by giving thanks and praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but when the Umas Olam do so, they must ask him b'devi tiflos. It's filled with arayas and tameh. We see this as well in the Megillah. It says, "V'hamelach v'haman yashvu lishdos." That Melach, Achashverosh, and Haman, they got together, that they sat and they drank. And then the next words in the Megillah, "V'ha'ir Shushan Navaicha," that the world of Shushan, that the place of Shushan, was in confusion. It was in bewilderment. Masha'ein came later in the Megillah when Esther makes a mishta, and she invites those very same people, Haman and Achashverosh. It was through that mishta that Haman had his demise, and of which later on the Megillah it says, V'ha'ir Shushan, Tzahala v'samecha. Because when Esther makes a mishta, although she may have sat together with Haman Achashverosh because she needed to, but she really wasn't sitting together with him. She had said that there should be a fast, and even if she was drinking or eating, the tzaddikim say that she was still fasting. Essentially, she was fasting, and she wasn't part of the mishta at all. That wasn't her mishta. She was in her own mishta, and they were in their mishta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see very clearly the contrast between how they conducted themselves, HaMelech v'Haman Yashvu Lishdos, and what that created for the world, V'Ha'ir Shushan Avaicha, versus the mishta of Esther, V'Ha'ir Shushan Sahala V'Sameicha, that it was that contrast, that hevdel, between that Or and that Choshech, which brought about the Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael. The same thing can be said about Mordechai. That it says that that year Mordechai, that he foregoed the whole avoda of Leil Pesach, that he called a fast on the night of Pesach. Vayavor Mordechai, Chazal say the word vayavor means that he passed over, or that he did an avera, that he said there's no Korban Pesach this year, there's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim this year, there's nothing. And look immediately what it says after that. The Megillah tells us, "Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishto ulechol ahavav iskol asher karahu." That all of a sudden we find Haman is giving over a story to Zeresh, his wife, and to all of his loved ones, and he's talking about everything which happened to him. "Vayisaper lehem Haman kvod asher over obanav," and once again Haman is talking about his kavod and his osher and all of his children. The idea here is that Mordechai, that year, he said that there's not going to be Sipur this night. And when the Jews don't do Sipur, so then the Rishayim want to do Sipur. But look at the way that the Rishayim do their Sipur. Vayesaper Haman, as soon as you give a guy or a Rosh an opportunity to talk about something, he talks about his kavod and his osher and his children. It's almost as if Haman is sitting by the Seder and he's talking to his wife, to Zeres Ishto, the Cholayavav, Eis Kol Asher Karahu, but instead of speaking about the Nisim, and the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's talking about Eis Kol Asher Karahu, which is the Mikra, Asher karcha baderach, that everything is just happenstance, everything is just coincidence. That's what happens when you give a Rasha a platform to speak, to make a sipur. The opposite of what Yitzias Mitzrayim represents, the opposite of what Pesach is all about. But when you give a Jew a platform to say something, he speaks about the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hein Mevarachin U'Makalsin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although Mordechai had called off Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim for that night, for that year, it was through the fact that Haman had something to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked and he said, look what happens if the Jews don't say anything. This is what I have to listen to. I have to listen to these Rishayim. I have to listen to how they praise themselves and they speak about their gaiva, the antithesis of everything which I represent, the goodness and the kindness and the love which I bring to this world. What we see from here is that many times we have opportunities to learn and to daven and to strengthen ourselves in ways which we feel are ideal. But even the moments when we can't do them, and there has to be a matzav of bidi'eved, we can see in the moments of bidi'eved the very clear contrast between Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. And that's perhaps why on Motzei Shabbos, Chazal tell us that Eliyahu HaNavi comes on Motzei Shabbos and Yisrael Lamed Tzchus on Bnei Yisrael. Every single Motzei Shabbos, he pulls out his book, his Sefer HaZichronos, and he starts to speak about the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. Perhaps that's the message of what Chazal tell us, that this Harvona who kills Haman, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is the Malach who comes on Motzei Shabbos, that even if Shabbos wasn't so great, and on Motzei Shabbos there may be a kitchen up in Esau, and they may say, listen, Bnei Esau didn't keep such a good Shabbos. But Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says, what, you would rather have the Goyim keep a Shabbos? Let's see how they do on their Sunday. Let's see how they keep their Shabbos. And look at the difference between how they keep their Shabbos and how the Jewish people keep their Shabbos. That's why Motzei Shabbos is a Zman of Avdala, where we say, HaMavdil bin Kodesh Lechol bin Yisrael Lo'amim. And perhaps that's why by Havdala we say the Pasuk, which we quote in the Megillah, La'yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar. There's a certain light which emerges from the darkness of Motzei Shabbos. And that light, which draws the line in the sand between Bnei Yisrael and Umas HaOlam, is a very powerful light. That even in times of darkness, it's able to turn the tides. I think there's a ma'isa with Rabbi Elimelech, whose yard said it is today. There's so much to be said about this tzaddik of the name Elimelech, but the story will have to suffice for now because we are very short on time. Once the after Rav, he told over that he visited the Noam HaLimelech on Sukkot. And the Noam HaLimelech told him, he was his Rebbe, that he was very upset that the After Rav was not by him for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi HaLimelech explained that during the course of the Yamin Lo'Raim, there was a very big accusation against Bnei Yisrael. And he tried to be Malamit Chus on Bnei Yisrael at that time, through their Torah, through their Tfilos, through their Ma'isim Tovim. But the accusers were very strong, and he wasn't allowed to be Malam Mitzchus. And then he began to speak about how Klal Yisrael eats and how we drink. And then he said, look at the way that Klal Yisrael eats and how they drink versus the Umas HaOlam, how they do that. How when we make chasanas, it brings to Shiras V'Sishbachos and Shavar Brachos and dancing and Lichtigkeit, which is all in the spirit of Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael, whereas when the Umas HaOlam, when they make parties, and that this one gets drunk, and this one hurts that one, this one kills that one. As you see from the Suda of Achashverosh, what happened? The Vashti was killed. And he said, that created a Nes Ratzon in Shemayim. And they said to him, Ma nasa kavod v'yakar al shagarma simcha labar yisbarach. That your malam is such a schus amin Yisrael, what could I do for you? So he said, I asked, can I see the Beis HaMikdash Lamala? They said, yes. Can I see the Kodesh Kodeshim? And he said, yes. Can I see the Aron HaKodesh? And they said, yes. Can I see the Luchais? And they said, no, that you can't see. And Rabbi Melech said to the After Rav, had you had been with me and we would have been two people, we would have been a Rav and we would have been a Tzibur, then we could have seen the Luchais. And I have a Hergish, says Rabbi Melech, that would have brought the Gula. But the After Rav said, he only said that in his humility, but he didn't think that it was as man of the Gula. I couldn't have helped him anything. But there's tremendous limitzchus, perhaps, which comes out of a bittel of Torah and a bittel of tefillas. The fact that schools are finding ways and avenues through Zoom conferences, through teleconferencing, like we're doing now, to bring a tzibur together to learn Torah and to share divrei chizuk and to say tehillim. In the darkness is a tremendous light, which is ma'avdil ben yisrael la'amim. I'm sure public schools are not doing that, and I'm sure if there are churches or other mosques which are closed, there's no nation in the world like this nation, that no matter what you do to try to stop us from learning Torah or to stop us from davening, that we're going to find ways to do that. Because to us it's emes, and to us it's the Eitz HaChaim. And an Eitz HaChaim hi l'machazikim ba. And we have to be machazik ourselves, not to fall back, chalila, but to push forward and to find ways to strengthen Liman HaTorah, and to strengthen tefillah, and to strengthen chesed, the koyach of the rabbim, like Remelech said, the koyach of the rabbim, and helping each other, and to find ways for those who may be in need, and to be goymel chesed. This is going to be a very great light which emerges from this darkness. And the way that we eat and which we drink, it could just, as a suggestion, we'll be sitting with our families for lunch and dinner, we could be mechazik each other. Find time that the families can say tehillim together. But if we're sitting at the table, use it at opportunities. We're going to be home a lot to speak with our children and to be mechazik them, that this is all behashkacha, and to be mekabelit besimcha, and to be mechazik ourselves in emunah, and to instilling within them that as others are sitting by the table from the Ummas Olam and they're saying this is terrible, that a Jew sits by the table and he has a totally different shprach, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening to that, and he's listening to our words of emunah and to the chizuk which we give for our families and for each other. And this in itself provides a tremendous limatzchus in these times of chayshach. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that through times of these darknesses, we should be able to find the great light which is buried here. And we should hope that in the same way that this is a global tzara, not just to Yidden, but to all walks of life, that the geula, that the Yeshua should also be global, that it should be an Aira, which is not just Lehudim Haisa Aira V'Simcha V'Sasam V'Kar, but for the whole world, we should be Zeche to the Aira Shal Mashiach, B'Kar of Mamash, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Mehera V'Meinu Amen.